coal miner. What do you got? We're getting close to week two of the finals.
Yeah, we're almost there. Now, teams have dropped in a couple of... one big out, certainly, in the Roosters game. No Takiaho for that one. The price hasn't moved at all. I think probably still up in the air with the Beryls fighting his charge. So I'd suggest probably going to move, depending if he gets off or gets rubbed out. Manly still very, very short here. $1.31. The Chooks are $3.50. Manly get Lachlan Croker back, who missed... he was a late out last week, so they get him back, which helps a little bit, I think. -10.5 is the line, and the total points is a whopping 46.5. In the second game, I speak, of course, about Penrith and Parramatta. Now, this one's ticked up a tick, as we probably all suspected. It was 11.5 yesterday. It's now out to 12.5. Parramatta are getting Penrith $1.22 head-to-head, Parra $4.25. And heard April say about Madison back in the side. Found it a very, very strange choice that he wasn't in the team last week. Think there might be a little bit more to that story with him not being in. I thought he was a walk-up in that Parra team last week, but he's back. Although they have drifted.
Okay, just riddle me this, Shawnee boy. If the Panthers win emphatically, which is what I'm thinking, right? If they win emphatically, what's the price, would you suggest, next week Melbourne taking on Penrith?
Well, you can read. We've got the mate grand final market up. So we'll go through that quickly. So the Storm are $1.50 in that one. So you get a little bit of a lean as to what the price is going to be in that game. So I'd suggest if Penrith win, which the market is all over, they're $1.22 to progress. I'd suggest it's probably going to be somewhere in the range of $1.70, $1.75, something like that, given that Storm are $1.50 already. And then if Parra can't cause the upset, well, that price just plummets for the Storm. They'll probably go off maybe $1.30 or something there. So it's probably somewhere in the middle, leaning the way of Penrith.
Okie dokie. What about Demons take on Footscray?
Who are they? What sport is that?
Footscray.
is Spud riding questions again?
Yes. By the way, who are Footscray? Who do they turn up to be the Bulldogs? Where did they end up?
So it was a name change. So Footscray was the old suburb that used to be the footy team, and then they went to try and get a bit more demographic down there in Casale, and they went for the Western Bulldogs name. So Same club, different name.
Okay, yeah, what happened to Fitzroy?
What happened to Fitzroy? They went under and merged with the Brisbane Bears, I think you'll find, and made the Brisbane Lions.
Right. What about the Swannies? Who were they?
Melbourne. South Melbourne.
They went under and merged with Sydney.
Bloods. They got beat by the Crips. They got beat by the Crips.
Trivia night.
In 89.
What about Annandale and Glebe in the rugby league, Shawnee? Anyway.
They're the Dirty Reds. They're still kicking.
They are.
Yep.
They are indeed.
By the way, this pie is off its head.
In other words, what he means by that is don't ask me a question for the next minute or so. Demons taking on the Bulldogs. Shawnee, any movement in the betting?
No change. Still -7.5. The D's, $1.64 head-to-head they are. Doggies, $2.26. The total hasn't moved a touch either, 155.5. I mean, we're still 2 weeks out, so I wouldn't suggest there'd be a lot of movement this week, but maybe closer to the bounce of the ball, we might see some movement either way. But I'd probably suggest that the Doggies might firm up a touch.
Okay, we had Bozza on moments ago. He was talking about the UEFA Champions League. You can get that on Stan Sport, by the way, overnight and tomorrow morning. Did you pick up any clues in that chat?
Yeah, well, he mentioned that Ronaldo, he thinks he's probably going to play Man U taking on the team called the Young Boys, I heard. Like, so you wouldn't want to work for their membership department. I reckon they'd struggle selling some merch, the Young Boys. Man United are $1.36, very, very short. The Young Boys are $7.50, draws $5. Bozza reckons Ronaldo's going to play. He's $3 to score the first goal or $1.45 any time. I reckon you might want to just get that in your same game multis if you like Bozza. And then a cracking game later. It's life after Messi, Barcelona outside. It's probably the first time for a long time. They're $3.30 against Bayern Munich, who are $1.95. The draw's $3.80 there. Don't know how Bozza's going to stay up all night. The mind really does boggle.
Shawnee, any intel on different strokes at Kembla Grange on Thursday?
I've got a little bit of intel. Now, I went to our man, the doyen of New South Wales Racing, EMAC, the Mad Irishman. They've only just put the fixed prices up. We've gone up $4.20, Fletch. I'm sure you've been refreshing it all day.
I have.
EMAC seems to think that's not too far from the right price. Probably makes it around a $4.50 chance. But what he does say is it's got, you know, J-Mac, who I believe, J-Mac rode it last time.
Correct.
Fletch, last start winner. I'm pretty sure, yeah. You know, J-Mac doesn't go to Kembla for a picnic, does he? So he's going to give it every chance. The one query is drawn barrier one. Mm. Might not be the place you want to be on the inside should the rain continue. It was pretty bad overnight. So not sure what they've had down there, but maybe just keep your eye on the track condition, see how it's playing out, because it might just get stuck on the inside there and need a bit of luck.
Cole Miner, let's be honest now, as the boys are just unravelling, they're 75 hard, they're both chewing into a bit of pie. You have been walking and walking and walking over the last few weeks or so. A bit of rain, a bit of precipitation around Sydney. How did you go? Did you tackle it still, or did you cave in like a deck chair?
No, I tackled it last night. It punched out about 8,000 after I spoke to you boys last night. So we ticked that off, and I've got about the same number to go. I've done 12,000 already today, so I've still got 8. The weather's just cleared up a touch, so I reckon I'm going to get out there and hit the pavement just after this.
Beautiful.
Hang on, I've got a bit of a... We've got a text through. I don't know who this is from, but this is quite interesting. Oh, it's James from Aspendale. Fitzroy were killed off by the AFL, who would not let a brothel sponsor them and made them play their final game ever against Fremantle in Perth. 7 players merged with Brisbane. What a joke. Good on you, Jimmy.
Ooh.
What world do we live in when
still
you can't...
Still angry, Jimmy.
That's ridiculous. Mate, they're just a business like everyone else.
Yeah. James from Aspendale. So where's Aspendale down there, Shawnee?
It's near a poly, apparently.
Yeah. Ask Jimbo. I think he might know. I don't know where Aspendale is. Maybe somewhere north. I don't know.
Okay, beautiful. Right. they're off the bin in here. Anyway, good on you, Shawnee. We'll catch you up tomorrow.
All right, mate. Grab a pie. Get into it.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I'll be hard to convince, let me tell you that much.